And again, 70 degrees here in central Minnesota, our 199th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go there right now and welcome in Mr. Jim Jansky. Jim, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing real fine.
Awesome. And where are you at, Jim? You're at home today in Sox Center?
Yes, we're at home now. We just came back from a wonderful buffet brunch this morning, and belly's full, and feel like siesta time again.
Oh, I bet. Well, Jim, you're in Sox Center now. How long you been there? Because that's not where you hail from, is it?
No, originally we're basically spent most of our time at Avon, Minnesota, but we've been living up here at Sock, I think, about 14 years.
Okay.
Live on the golf course, on the Lynx golf course up here.
Okay. Well,
and
a lot of
really enjoy it up here anyway. Love it up here, as a matter of fact.
Well, great. Great. And, yeah, I think you told me you never dreamt that you'd be golfing living life so good, huh?
Yeah, living the dream, like they say.
Living the dream.
You know?
There you go. Well, we go back a little ways here, but why don't you tell us how you got started in the music business and parents, born and raised, where did that all happen?
Well, basically, I got started in the music business when I lived in Stratford Addition at Avon.
Mm-hmm.
Had a neighbor named Everett Johns. He got a bought a concertina from Butch Wolf.
Okay.
And they worked together at the VA hospital. But I heard the concertina music going on across the street. And I always loved old-time music. And I always thought old-time music should have a bass horn. And like that, I remembered out at my grandpa's place in the shanty, there had an old bass horn.
Uh-huh.
So we dug that out and started kind of making a little music across the street, back and forth, sitting together, jamming, whatever, you know, out of the clear blue sky. And I think my very first job, paying job, where, you know, we did like anniversaries and stuff across the street, but dance job out was with Butch Wolf.
Uh-huh.
Was at Eden Lakeside, and I played the bass horn with Butch, and the drummer, I know it wasn't Kenny Faber. Well, Kenny Faber was after later, but the guy that lived out toward Rockville, I can't think of his name.
Was it Dave Heinen?
Yeah, that's who it was.
Yep, that was Butch's first drummer, I believe.
I think that's one of his first ones. Yeah, three of us made music out there, and it was an exciting night for me.
I'll bet. Well, then fast-forwarding, we bumped elbows back in the day. I remember there was a band called the Polka Tux, and there was an accordion player by the name of Pat Kapinski. And
Yep,
looking for a drummer one night, and so we were playing at Cosmos the very first time that I played with you, and get to meeting wherever we met. I don't remember where it was, but here comes Jim Jansky out of the station wagon, and so I climbed in between you two, and off we went, and we made some music down there that time.
Oh yeah, we used to run down there quite a bit.
Yeah,
but Pat Kapinski was just a great guy. He played with Jay to begin with, you know.
Yep.
Very much, but he was just a great front man and just did a super nice job.
Yes, he did. And unfortunately, did he develop cancer or something? I think he passed on.
He had a brain tumor, and he left us before he should have. That's
yep.
for sure.
Yep.
Super nice guy. Yep.
But you guys worked together for quite a few years, didn't you?
About 12 years, I guess, we were together, something like that.
Ah, yes. Okay. All right. And then through the years, was that the first group that you were really with, or was there anybody before that?
Well, the first group I was pretty much with was Dick Bischoff.
Oh, okay.
It was Don Frank was on drums, and Dick on the quarter box, and I was on the bass.
Uh-huh.
And, that went for quite a while, and then it became... After that was Polka Tux.
Oh, yes.
And I think after Polka Tux, I never had any. I mean, Polka Tux was kind of like my band that we had set up. And it was Pat Kapinski. My nephew, Dale Heitzman, was on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I basically left the band leadership to go to somebody else. It's kind of a thankless position to have.
It is, yep. Yeah, so, and then pretty much freelancing ever since. How you've played with? Can you count all the bands you've been with?
Oh, a bunch of them. I really can't. I mean, there's been a lot of them. I've been so lucky. I've played with such great musicians and so forth. Carl Harwick, I've played with them. I played with Gary. I've sat in with Gary, and I sat in with Brian.
Uh-huh.
So all the Brighams and so forth. And, also, I played with numerous bands. It's just been so lucky and so happy about it.
Absolutely. Well, I know I've seen you on recordings with Stan's Country Dutchman, playing Dobro there with them.
I did a little Dobro work with
banjo.
I remember with Stan and mostly banjo work. Mm-hmm. I think my first recording was what probably Father Ron, I think, had a recording.
Yes.
And then after that, it was Waltz of Tears.
Okay.
Stan's Country Dutchman. And of course, Marie and the Boys, we've recorded.
Yeah, and that's more
so
recent
forth,
times.
But I think those are basically the ones I've recorded with.
Uh-huh. Now, Jim, you didn't make your living on music, though. You did other stuff besides being a musician, right?
Oh, yeah. When I first started playing, I was working at a paper wholesale company, Condon Supply Company. And
mm-hmm.
I was there 16 years, I guess it was, and then I basically did pretty much nothing for a year or two. I had some little odd jobs, and then I built my own business up at down at Avon, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Burger Treat.
Was, yes,
was my fast food operation there.
And I didn't know you so well at that time, but boy, we went in there several times, and boy, you could make a mean hamburger and French fries.
To this day, you know, I never ever got tired of eating hamburgers and French fries.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Something about it. There's so many ways you can make a hamburger, you know.
You bet. You bet.
So.
Well, and now. Maybe it's just a personal opinion, but your physique and stuff, you've sort of been mindful of a real famous person called Burl Ives. Have you been compared?
Not only Burl Ives, but Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, Santa Claus, too, yes. And you've done that a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I had quite a nice career in that. I started out right down at Burnsville Center Mall. I was there for 3 years, and then mm-hmm. I was Mall of America for a year at Nordstrom's. Did Neiman Marcus's breakfasts and attorney's Christmas parties above the TCF Tower. And then I had, I think it was like 10 years up here at the Viking Mall at Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
And basically do just private parties now. But it's just been a blast doing that, too.
Just seeing those the delight in the little kids' eyes and climbing up on your lap and everything. It's got to be special,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I still get that about 12 months out of the year. They kind of look at me. It's
yeah.
Finger pointing, a lot of finger pointing going on. I'll tell
you
that.
You bet. All right. Well, yeah, you've been playing most recently quite a bit with Marie and the Boys, and that's got to be a kind of a special thing, huh?
Oh yeah, we just have a great time when we go out. We were just Friday night up at Osakis, and the Sunday before we were at Wake Park Legion, and. When we all get together, it's a blast. A lot of times we all can't get together, but sometimes it's Marie and I, and then sometimes it's Joe and I, and sometimes it's Ross and Marie, and we kind of go back and forth. It's basically, in today's market, it's really tough to do any good bookings more than three people to get any decent money. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
When you get four or five people and so forth, it's tough to book that many people because of the money, of course.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yep. And Marie's got a special thing going there. Of course, Marie plays concertina. We're talking about Marie Ullman. And did she form the band? Was that how she got going? And then she just hired one or two guys, and the name came by that way, or is that what's the story on that?
Well, I don't know how, if Marie was, I think, was looking for somebody to play with for a birthday party or something, and got Joe Carlson involved.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've known Joe, and so next thing you know, I was down there at the print shop.
Uh-huh.
I was down there playing with Joe and Marie, and the three of us were going, and we'd get down there and jam, and all of a sudden we decided we should probably form a band. And like I said, personally, I didn't want to be a band leader. Joe didn't. So we I said, why don't we, Joe and I basically got together and says, Marie and the Boys would be a pretty good name for a band. And we nominated her just like that, and she's been the leader since.
I'm doing a wonderful job. And then you've added a few more pieces to the puzzle. You've got Ross Galise, and Ross has played with just about everybody, huh? But such a talented musician.
Mr. Music, you can call him. Yeah, he's excellent in whatever he does, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Fun times, you bet. And you guys put out a recording, Marie and the Boys, and we'll be featuring some of that music coming up. But that one is special in that you don't see this quite often in polka music. You added a steel guitar player on the recording, too, as well.
Yeah, we had, Art Duvier.
Yes.
Yep. I can't hardly remember my name some morning when I wake up.
Art did
just a nice job. He's such a super nice guy also. And he's a fine steel player. And we kind of got him out of the closet to come and play with us. He pretty much hung it up, and then we talked him into playing with us. And he's got a few health issues and stuff, so it was just a pleasure having him with us. We just had real good time with him, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Art happens to be my uncle. He married my dad's sister, so...
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Stearns County, you better watch out what you say about anybody, you know?
For sure. But I just really enjoy that recording. You know, the two-step numbers there where you hear the steel guitar come through on that. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful. He was a very good player in his day.
He sure was. You bet. He played with some real good musicians in his day. Perlin Husky's brother-in-law or something like that, I think it was.
Yep, he did a lot of time with Dick Kreckelberg and the Countrymen and those bands out at the Club Mesa and some of the local establishments there, so, yeah.
Very, very meticulous young fella. He just, everything had to be just perfect for his... for his wantings, you know. He couldn't make it better enough, you know. He's always very meticulous.
Yes, very critical of himself. Yeah, I agree. So, well, Jim, we've reached 12 o'clock here already in central Minnesota, and we haven't even gotten started yet. It's time to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Thank you.
All righty, Jim. So, Cy, on behalf of the St. Joe Meat Market, Memorial Day is coming up this weekend, and a great time for some outdoor activities. Boating, fishing, camping, visiting the cemeteries, or maybe just staying at home and working around the yard. Whatever your choice of activity, you're sure to work up a powerful appetite. So stop by the St. Joe Meat Market for great grilling ideas. There's marinated chicken and pork, all sorts of brats, wieners, hamburger patties. There's fresh-cut pork and beef steaks. Just some of the many items you'll find in the meat cases this week. Of course, there's meat and cheese trays, snack sticks, jerky on hand for all those who want to just nibble and keep going. The brat of the week this week is our smoked holiday brats in honor of the Memorial Day weekend. Yes, we're calling it our red and white and blue brat, our military brat, in honor of those who have served our country so admirably all these many years. You can come in this week and take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. This weekend, out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market, hosting and cooking will be the St. Joe Men's Knights of Columbus organization. Come out and support the KCs while enjoying a burger and fries and or a brat and a beverage for a reasonable fee. You will be supporting a very worthwhile cause. The KCs do so much for our parish and community. A big thank you for all you do for all of us. And as always, for more in-store specials at the St. Joe Meat Market, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can call 320-363-4913 for more information. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Jim, for being our guest on the program, this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. I get a hand in on that. And along with Chasm, we get that out to you. And I hope that you and your wife and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Sounds great, Si. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And back in the days, you got into the St. Joe Meat Market on a pretty regular occasion, huh? You guys were just one town over.
When I lived in Avon and lived in St. Cloud, we'd get to you on a more consistent basis, but up here in no man's land. but I love Sox Center up here too. The people up here are really super good and nice and
great.
So, when matter of fact, we're going to go up for a turkey supper at the clubhouse tonight. They're making turkey for the members and people around the area here. So that's kind of a nice deal.
Well, awesome. Well, Jim, we talked about you playing tuba back in the days, but then you picked up the dobro. Are you self-taught, or did you have music lessons in school or anything, or how'd things go for you?
No, I've never had a lesson in my life, I guess, on anything. Started with the bass horn, and we're playing at the flea market down there, the Pocatucks band, and there was a banjo for sale, and I bought that.
Uh-huh.
And from that point on, it was pretty much string instruments. Guitar, I play bass guitar, I can play rhythm, and not much lead, but of course then I got banjo, five string, and also the tenor.
I
have three different banjos. One's a five string, the other's a tenor, and the other's a plectrum, they call it.
Okay.
So I basically play the plectrum out, and guitar. And like I say, on Wednesday nights, every Wednesday night up here at the Sox Center Legion Club, we have Daryl Lane and friends that consist of Mike Madden and Daryl Lane and myself. We play classic country from 5 to 8 o'clock every Wednesday night at the Sox Center Legion Club.
Okay.
And that's free to come in. They have burger specials and stuff going on there.
Wow.
So that's been a lot of fun, too.
And on top of it, the good Lord blessed you with a pretty darn good voice.
Well, thank you for saying that. That's nice to hear.
You bet.
One thing, being in the business all these years, and I know you'll agree with me on this, you never get tired of a compliment.
That's for sure. Absolutely.
You know?
But it's really true, though. You have a mellow, a pleasant-sounding voice, very much likened to Burl Ives. I mean, that's where I was going with that before. And not everybody has that, so it's a blessing when you do have something like that.
Yeah, God's been good to me. He gave me a couple music and stuff like
tools,
that.
Tools to work with. Yeah.
A God-given gift, I guess, is what I'm looking for.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, some of the favorite places that you've played over the years, I mean, I imagine you've been on almost every dance hall throughout central Minnesota, huh?
Oh, we've had a lot of fun out of Raleigh's and a great time at White Park Legion and it's so many places and it's been a good times wherever. The senior dances are a lot of fun. They you've got real good following on that.
Sure.
And numerous places and I've just been blessed to be able to play with so many different bands it's always been fun.
Absolutely.
It's always been fun.
You have a favorite song, Jim?
Polka like
waltz,
all.
Two-step? Yeah, you like them all.
I like them all.
Yes. Well, you do a great job on singing on Marie's CD there. You do the Lover, Oh Lover polka, and Let's Have a Party, and just sounds like you really get into it.
Oh, yeah, I enjoy it. That's fun. You got to have fun.
Absolutely.
It so much reflects on whatever you do in a dance job or whenever you're playing. If the band is having fun, it seems like the people are having fun with you. And they can tell if you're having a bad night, if the band's having a bad night, it just reflects on everybody out there. So usually when you get up on stage and stuff, we all try to have a good time. And it isn't hard to try. It is a good time to get up and being able to make other people happy, you know.
You bet.
That's the big deal.
And I think that's part of it that goes along with music as a sideline. You know, when you do that job, whether it's the burger treat or the meat market or whatever, 5-6 days a week, there's going to be days that get old or whatever. But you do the weekend things or whatever, it seemed like it was always a treat to get on stage and play because you left work behind at work and you just, you know, had a great time. And that's what you're there for, is to entertain people. So,
boy, I'll tell you, hit it up. I used to call it my therapy.
Uh-huh.
I don't care what instrument you play, just drums or whatever it is. When you're up there making music, if you're thinking about anything else, other than what you're doing at that time, you're completely different than me, because I can't. Whenever I play music, I'm playing music, you know.
Oh, absolutely. You bet. Some of the bands that you looked up to, that I'm sure you went out to dances when you weren't playing back in the days, who did you like to go out and watch? Who did you like to watch?
There were so many of them. Deutschmeisters was always a good one. And, mm-hmm. It's just hard to, right off the top of my head, to pull out some names, but they really, back in those days, it was 5 and 6 to the orchestra and to the band and so forth. You know, it was the big band sound, pretty much. And,
right.
That era is so hard to find now. Windinger's kind of keep it together and
you
so
bet.
Forth. I've had the pleasure of playing with them, too.
Oh, you did?
But, yeah, it's hard to find anybody, you know, that can consistently go 4 and 5, you know.
Well, you know, we tell our kids that back in the days, when we were going out, you know, and we're talking back in the 70s and even into the 80s, you had your choice of 5 or 6 or 7 different dance halls in the area.
Yes.
You had Lakeside Ballroom in Avon, and you might have Ivan Kahle or Elmer Scheid over there, and then you could
do Munich Ballroom.
Yes. Richmond Coliseum, Pelican Lake Ballroom.
The Fairgrounds.
Fairgrounds Coliseum,
and
yep. Yep, all great.
And Cedar Point was a nice place.
Yes, that was too. You bet. So, yeah. And then over to Kimball, Playland Ballroom over
Playland.
There.
Playland.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. Some great ballrooms, and yeah, you'd look in the paper and well, you'd have to decide: do I want to go see Whoopi John, or do I want to see Fez Fritzy or Elmer Scheid?
Yeah.
They were
yeah.
You had your choice all in a night's time.
And, we can't forget the Pelican Lake Ballroom.
Right,
you know,
right.
Right in our backyard, you know.
Absolutely. And they love their Polish music over there.
Oh,
so
they have good Polish music.
Jolly Brothers or the Langner Sisters or any of those groups were out there so often.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was fun times, and the kids just can't believe it, you know, but we really did enjoy it. So that's great.
It was fun times, is right, yeah.
Well, Jim, we just about run out of time. I kind of forewarned you about this time of the program. I usually ask you, as you think back over the years, is there a memorable moment or something that stands out that you might want to share with the listeners at this time?
Well, I guess it goes way, way back when, but even with the Dick Bischoff band. Dick was a feed salesman.
Uh-huh.
And so he sold, you know, feed for cattle and pigs and chickens or whatever, you know. And he, I don't know if he volunteered the job. I know we all got paid, but we played inside of a pig barn.
Oh.
Brand new pig barn.
Really?
And I'm sitting there at the bass horn, and I'm sitting next to a pig pen, and as I'm blowing the horn, I'm looking over my shoulder, and the mama pig is having little babies at the same time. So they came into this world listening to polka music. Can
oh,
you imagine
my
that?
Goodness. No, that's a story like I've never heard before.
Well, it's something that I've lived that I've never forgot. It kind of stuck in my mind, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've all played in a million different places, not a million places, but several places out in the field on a wagon or in a hay barn or whatever. But this was a pig barn, and she was doing her job.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good. Jim, real quickly, married and family?
Yes, indeed. In fact, my son and his lovely wife and family are here with us this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter has 4 great children, and just love them all and so proud of them. And they have so many accomplishments. Yesterday was graduation day for... my son is an X-ray tech at NDSU. My granddaughter, she graduated from another master's degree, and I got another granddaughter that's going to be a physician's assistant. And
holy buckets!
Just spread on down the line. They just a wonderful family.
Making grandpa proud.
Oh, chest gets big, belly gets a little smaller.
There
anyway.
You go. And your wife's name, Jim?
52 years putting up with me. Yeah.
And what's her name?
Love her to death. Yeah.
You bet. What's her name?
Karen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, high school sweethearts.
Really?
I met her walking down the hallway of Tech High School, looked at her, and I couldn't move. I just She didn't even know I existed.
Wow.
And it went on from there.
Well, that's great stuff. Well, our time has run out, Jim, so we want to especially thank you for taking time out on this Mother's Day to join us on our Musicians Come and Play program. And I tell each and every one, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Very good. And thank you, Cy, for all the promotion and polka work you do for the for us people. You've been a trooper out there, and you just do a fantastic job yourself, my friend.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for the kind words, Jim. You know, we're gonna let you run and have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cy. Have a good one.
All righty. There he goes, Mr. Jim Jansky. Yes, our 199th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by both Stan's Country Dutchman and Marie and the Boys featuring Jim Jansky. Don't go away.